To the modern traveler, journeying by air between North America and Britain or Europe is simply a bore. Few, if any, passengers are aware that the featureless gray sea occasionally glimpsed through the thick cloud cover was an enormous battlefield, the site of one of the longest, bloodiest, and more decisive battles in all history. Directly below today's jaded plane loads of passengers, the ocean floor is paved with the wrecks of more than 6,000 merchant ships sunk in that struggle. And with them, buried in the eternal darkness of the ocean depths, lie the bones of the more than 40,000 merchant seamen who died in them. There is, of course, nothing to mark their graves, or those of 28,000 young men still entombed in their iron coffins. For Canadian travelers, this watery battlefield has particular significance. It is not simply a matter of human cost, but the fact that it was in the Battle of the Atlantic that Canada achieved its finest hour.